You say that £300,000 was self-insured. I don't understand what that means.
It means the council take money. It's too expensive to do it through insurance, so the council take money out of reserves.
So it's your money?
It's the council's money, yes.
But that's
like
me.
It's called self-insured.
But that's like me saying I'm insuring myself against being hungry today by having £10 in my pocket. It's that money, that's your money, so it's not an insurance, is it? It's your money.
It's not like an insurance company, no, but we couldn't afford that. That would cost the taxpayer too much.
OK. This money from the airport, which the council owns...
Yes.
You would have got that money anyway, wouldn't you?
Probably, we're not really sure on this. Yes, we probably would. But the truth of the matter is...
So that's money that would have gone somewhere else.
Due to the negotiations with the operator of the airport, they've successfully concluded, very successfully just recently, there is an underspend in what was the consultant's budget to our advisors on airports. And there is of £750,000. So we are going to ask the airport company to pay a dividend of £400,000 of that to cover the Love Luton.
But
which
so
means
somewhere...
directly taxpayers, the council taxpayer, does not pay.
Well, isn't that smoke and mirrors? Because that you would have got that money anyway. So something is losing out on that money.
I'm not saying the money wouldn't have come to the council. What I said was it wouldn't come directly from the council taxpayer. It wouldn't have come out of what they pay to keep the council going.
But that, sorry, the press on this £400,000 from the airport... You would have got that money, or at least some of that money, from the airport anyway. So it would have gone somewhere, and now it's going to cover up your mistake.
Well, if you want to put it like that, that's not the way... What we've tried to do...
That's the way the Lib Dems think it is
working.
Well,
you know, there's politics, obviously, involved in all of this. The reality is, what we have tried to say is that the council taxpayer of the town will not have to pay for this. It will come from the airport. I accept the money would come to the airport anyway, but it may not have gone into council services. It could have gone, the airport could have decided to give it to the community sector to fund voluntary groups, etc.
So voluntary groups will lose out now?
No, because there's... I'm
confused, Hazel. Sorry, maybe I'm being stupid. I'm confused. This money is being diverted from something else, whether it is a council-funded operation or it's voluntary groups.
It is an underspend of money that's no longer needed within the budget that we can use.
That doesn't mean anything, does it?
Well, no, it's a fair way of doing it. It's not the only first time we've ever used airport money to fund the council in some way.
That money, that £400,000, would have come to you possibly anyway. So somewhere is losing out because that money is being used to cover up the disaster that was the Love Luton Festival.
Yes, the point I was trying to make is that the council tax payer, that it will not come out of council tax to pay for this.
Right, OK, but taxpayers will be losing out because something won't be getting that £400,000.
If you wish to put it that way, yes.
Well, is that right?
Yes.
Finally, Neil has texted in. He wants to know who is being disciplined over this. Heads should roll. Hazel should step down over the disaster. David Franks, the leader of the Luton Lib Dem group, also says you should step down. Are you going to resign, Hazel?
No, I'm not. The event was actually a very successful event, and you have to balance that against regretfully the cost. But we would have had a cost anyway, therefore you have to take that into account as well, and look at this sensibly and balanced, have a balanced view and say, was this a good event for Luton? And I would argue it was.
So you, with £400,000 overspend, you think is acceptable, you have no intentions to resign?
I'm not going to resign, certainly not on the say-so of David Franks.